Derek Warren here with Tim Hemmen from IDOT District 7. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, good to be here, Derek.
Yeah, it took a few months off, and not much happens during the winter time, but we're getting back into a construction season. I know we've got one going on right now, right in here on Banker. We'll start with that one. What's the details on that?
Yeah, Banker Street Overpass, it's a project that started last fall, and we're starting stage two. And basically, it's a joint repair project, and it's a deck overlay project. Right now, we've got all the traffic in the southbound lanes, and it's going pretty good. The weather this week slowed it down a little bit, but hopefully we get that project, you know, totally wrapped up by, I'd say, mid-May or so. Another project we've got currently going on, if you've been north on 57 up by Nioga, we're currently building some crossovers in the median area between the interchange ramps, and we're going to we're building the crossovers, and we're eventually going to be pushing traffic onto the northbound lanes. So both south and northbound traffic will be on the northbound lanes, and we're going to reconstruct the two bridges in the southbound lanes this year.
Okay. And that is up, you said it was up on the I-57 near Nioga?
Yeah, I-57 and 45, Nioga Interchange project.
Okay. Gotcha. And that's going on. Any others that are going on right now?
Them are the two main ones going on currently right now. Within a few miles of Effingham anyway.
Right. All right, then. What other projects do we have that are scheduled?
Yeah, on I-57, just north of Effingham at the Green Creek Rest Area, we're going to start building some crossovers there in the median area. Then we're eventually this year, we're going to push traffic on the northbound traffic. We're going to close the northbound I-57 and push that traffic onto the southbound lane of I-57, and we're reconstructing northbound structure there this year. And that we're going to actually have a lane closure the 16th of March up there just to start building the crossovers. It'll be a month or two before we get the crossovers constructed, and there should be a press release come out next week for the lane closures. Then we'll have another press release as we get closer to the actual utilizing the crossovers.
Okay.
And something another similar project to that extent is on I-70 at the Altamont Interchange. The crossovers are in place, but we have a lot of pre-stage work that's going to take a while, and that project probably be starting sometime in April, I would say, as far as the lane closure. And there again, once we get all the pre-stage work, we'll be pushing traffic over onto the westbound. The eastbound traffic will be pushed over into the westbound lanes using the crossovers. So we've got several projects that are utilizing crossovers this year.
Yeah, I've noticed a theme here. But,
that's
good. They'll get. Is that the bridge there, or is it just a specific area?
It's the bridge. We're going to reconstruct the eastbound and westbound structures there.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's a little bit rough when I go through there, so I'm not too surprised.
Yeah, and as you drive through there, a lot of that pavement is the old pavement. All that old pavement, when it's all said and done, it'll be brand new concrete pavement there.
Okay,
so
good.
It should improve the ride as you're going through that area too.
Yeah, it's needed for sure. Any others in the area?
Yeah, we have on US 40 west of Greenup. We're going to be closing US 40 March 16th the total bridge replacement. It's a structure going over the Ambrell River Bridge there. So the detour will be on I-70. So March 16th, if you're wanting to get from Montrose to the Greenup area, you're going to have to take I-70.
Yeah, I did see the press release on that, and that's going to be a multi-month project there, if I remember.
Yeah, that's going to. It's a pretty good size structure, and it's like I said, it's a completely new structure, and it's going to be. I think it's December 1st. Hopefully, we get done a little sooner, but they have until December 1st.
Okay, yeah, that's the longest one that I've seen as far as like length of what the project's going to be. So,
that's
big
correct.
Undertaking there.
Yeah, and we've got no work planned on I-70 from between Effingham and Greenup, or actually all the way to Casey. So hopefully, you know, hopefully we don't have any problems on I-70.
Yeah, it's not like going from the interstate to a highway. You're going from the highway to the interstate that can handle a little better. So that's definitely a step up.
Yeah. We do have some resurfacing projects that are be coming up this year. Not exactly sure when they're going to start. On Illinois 33, north of Effingham from the Shelby County line down, Illinois 32 from the Shelby County line down to Illinois 33, we have a 3-mile resurfacing project.
Okay.
And also we have Illinois 32-33 Keller Drive for a resurfacing project on Keller Drive from Ford Avenue to Evergreen.
Okay.
And another resurfacing project is on I-57. It's in Effingham County from the Fayette County line to the Little Wabash River in the northbound lane. That's about an 8-mile long project. That's just in the northbound lanes. And let's see here. We got Dietrich Blacktop from Illinois 33 to Church Street in Dietrich. It's an ADA project and sidewalk repair and resurfacing project. Just that several blocks as you go south of 33 in Dietrich there. That's majority of the projects in the area. There may be some more that come up later on.
Yeah, lots of stuff on the schedule. I'd like to hear that because it keeps everybody with those good-paying construction jobs going. And it's always nice to see roads being improved all throughout the area. It's really nice. All right. Anything else you want to mention? Obviously, drive safe when you're going through the construction zones, but...
Yeah, just stay off your electronic devices. Pay attention to changing conditions as you approach a work zone, and just slow down and stay alert.
Yeah, and follow the posted detours because there's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah, there will be some detours out there, yes.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Tim. I appreciate it.
No problem, Derek.